Freeman.
Dropping is Freeman. Throws the long ball downfield toward Mike Williams. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
On 620 WDAE, home of the Buccaneers.
Perfect throw, Freeman, and a great route by Michael Williams.
Now Buccaneers quarterback Josh Freeman and your host, Steve Dumas.
Not quite. Half right for now. I'm sure he's on his way.
Can I fine him?
Go ahead. We're on. I've been killing time.
What's up, guys?
How are you, Josh?
I'm splendid.
You're splendid?
Yeah.
You look splendid. Nice top.
No, thank you.
Who is it on the crest?
Whether it's actually a Portugal jacket.
You're a FIFA 2013 fan?
No, I like FIFA.
Do you?
Yeah. Me and a bunch of the guys on the team play.
That's pretty cool. Portugal?
Yeah man.
Nike. Get it from the Nike store?
Yep, Nike hooked it up.
Yeah. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good win Sunday.
Thank you.
Again. It's fun to see you come in here smiling each and every Thursday. That was a big win. San Diego is a team that can put points on the board. And what was the game plan going in offensively? And you answered their scores every time, which was critical in my opinion, because you let them get ahead because they can score some points.
Oh, no doubt. No, they've got a great offense. The way Norv Turner calls it and the way Phillip runs it, you know, they eat up a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not necessarily about the big plays. They're about just getting in manageable third downs, converting third downs, and just eating up clock down the field. And successfully, I might add, you know, they do it week in and week out. And we knew it was going to be one of those games, you know, that when you had opportunities, you had to take advantage of them. A team that hadn't necessarily given up a lot of big plays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but Coach laid it out. You know, number one, obviously take care of the football. Number two was getting after their quarterback and posting a quarterback rating that was higher than, I don't know exactly what the lowest one was, but there was a stat showing that quarterbacks they played with a certain passer rating, they lost every time the quarterback hit this mark.
And, they lost?
Yeah.
So this, okay.
And we hit it, and then
You made them hit it.
No. As far as QB rating.
Okay.
At the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Their quarterback rating, it was 100. 100 was right around the midline where if Phillip were below 100 and the opposing quarterback, us in this instance, were above 100, then they've lost all their games.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Except, wow.
Yeah. No, so it was, that was one of the stats, and it was interesting. I mean, how everything played out. You know, and the last goal was explosive plays. You know, we needed three or more. We were able to find them.
You got them.
Yep.
And it wasn't all offensively either. It was special teams contribute. I mean, this was a total team effort. This is that this team strives for, and I know Coach Schiano strives for it as well, is team. And to get scores from all three phases of the game is huge. Huge.
No question.
That's a soda, folks. That's not a beer.
I can't.
Who would think that?
Nobody.
Man, kick back. Have a Coke.
That's it. There you go.
No,
somebody would.
It's interesting because, you talk about a team effort, and it really was, and that's what it was going to take. And, I mean, the Chargers, they're –
Are they better than what their record states?
Oh, no question.
I think they are, too.
I mean, watching their film, watching some of the breaks they've had and some of the things that, I mean, it's tough. You know, it's tough. And we knew they were a good team coming into it. They didn't surprise us. You know, 2-4-4 teams playing each other. And we knew they were going to be good, you know, point blank. You know, they were good against the run. We were able to run the ball, create some plays running the ball.
Did they do something different defensively? Did they show you a look that you maybe that they hadn't shown much before in the middle of the field? Nothing?
Not really, no. You know, they played a little more middle field open than they'd showed previously, but no, not really. And it was
what's middle field open? I noticed you said that in your press conference. What is that?
It's two safeties, middle field open, whether cover two, cover four, a combination of the two. And it's primarily you can run it, and there are a lot of different ways to run it. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it's more of a pass stopper, but they do different things, playing quarters and stuff like that, trying to get the extra man in the box.
Keep the safety down.
Yeah.
The look that way. And they didn't stop Doug. But they, you know, they contained him a little bit. He still had over 100 yards in offense on Sunday, and the guy is so dangerous. I mean, if he doesn't pop a run, he popped a 43-yard pass play. You know, you said in your press card, he's hard to hit because he's so in the passing game. I mean, do you have to make an effort to get it down there, or you floated? You floated the one that they got. It was good. It was a good pass.
Oh yeah, at the end of what was it, second down?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's sometimes like when you're trying to get around people and he's just trying to spot him and check downs. But no, he does a great job of finding the window as well. You know, getting into the window so you can hit him. I mean, the big play, big catch on the check down that he had, 43 yards. I mean, that was all him. You know, he went in, shook the linebacker, sputtered out, got it to him, and then he just outran him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought. How important does it feel to be over 500? Into halfway into the season to get on the plus side of 500.
No, it feels great. I mean, you just got to keep going though. You know, you kind of don't look at the record at this point. You know, you just look at the next game, and that's what we're doing. You know, we're focused on going out and getting ready to play.
So nobody's mentioning the P word in the locker room yet?
No. You know, it's I'm not saying it's not on everybody's minds, but at the same time, I think this team has a great understanding for what it's going to take. You know, it's not about where you set your long-term goals. It's about, I mean, what you're setting for your daily goals.
With such a young team, does Vincent Jackson talk about, I mean, obviously – nobody's really experienced a lot of playoffs with the current Buccaneer roster.
At this point, it's just what can we do today to get better? What can we do today to get ready for the Panthers?
And you got two divisional games coming up in a row. You can't look past the first one to get to the second one, but you got Carolina and Atlanta coming up. So these are critical
games. No question. And Carolina's going to be huge. You know, they've had a few rough things go on this season, but they're still...
I can't believe somebody asked you if you had any advice for Cam Newton. They expect you to answer that?
No, I mean, I know. It was kind of like, oh, well, you don't want to give him advice, but do you have anything that you could say about that he could use for? I'm just like,
oh, come on.
Everybody's got to, I mean, it's your team. I mean, if you got a question in the offseason, sure, man. But no, it'll be fine. We know that. So it's going to be,
Does it make it easier the week before to prepare, since you know divisional opponents? You pretty much know Atlanta's changed a lot of things this year, so you're going to have to. But Carolina's been basically the same. Does it help that you got a game under the belt already with it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it does. You know, go back and we've watched a lot of the previous game we played them in, and I mean they've kind of gotten back to on defense, especially playing. Playing their stuff, you know, that's not a whole lot of exotic pressures, not a lot of blitzes and crazy stuff. It's more we're back to just playing extremely sound defense, and they're able to do that because, their front four is really getting after it.
Do you ever watch, do you ever watch what Peyton Manning did to him last week from an offensive standpoint on their defense?
Yeah, no, we watch you watch all the games, mm-hmm. you know, and watching Peyton, I mean, that guy, the way he goes out there and manages the game, I mean, he's just the tempo he operates at. No, it's definitely some great film.
All right. He is Josh Freeman. He is the quarterback of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jump aboard 990 in Hillsboro, Pinellas 461. They both end in 4620. 1-888-596-BUCKS is the number as well on the toll-free end of it. Back with more of Josh Freeman here in a sec on your Buccaneer Radio Network. All right, welcome back. It is the Josh Freeman Show here on your Buccaneer Radio Network. Each and every Thursday, Josh sits in with us and talks to you, the fans, and we'll go right to you. Dan is calling from Philly. There's a Buck fan in Philly?
Yep, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I know where it is. I lived there from. Wow. Did you move up there?
No, actually lived here my whole life. My aunt and my uncle have season tickets to the Bucks, and it's really the only football I've seen. Even when the Bucks came to Philly a couple of years ago, I went up there and ventured down to see him play the Ravens 2 years ago in 2010. But yeah, Bucks fan all my life, and going to continue to be.
Damn. Well, what's your question?
I just got a question for Josh. I just wanted to ask about. First, I wanted to say to you that it's been great seeing you guys play the last couple of weeks. Offensive football has not always been like in the Bucs history, and it's just been a lot of fun watching this kind of football.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and my question is, what are your thoughts? I know that you said take it game by game, but I mean, you got fans all over just really thinking about playoff hopes now. So, what are your kind of thoughts on that?
Like I said earlier.
Like you said, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's if you look ahead and you worry about what's going to happen weeks down the road, I mean, it's gonna detract from your preparation, like, at the moment. You know, if I'm sitting and wishing away time, wasting time, you know, it's going to be really hard to focus on the task at hand. And it really, this league is one game at a time. You know, you can't let the games start to bleed together, games behind you. Or games ahead of you, because if you, say, win, lose, whatever you do the previous week, if you let that factor into your thought process, then, I mean, you're going to be thinking, oh, man, it's a completely different team. And then, furthermore, if you look down the road to another team, then you'll overlook the team you're about to face, and we all know what happens when that's the case.
And it's surprising, but it does get done in the National Football League. We've heard of it happening in college football, but it's – you know, and sometimes it happens in the NFL. You try to not do it, but it happens in the NFL, where some people look ahead. I don't know. I'm not saying you guys do, but it happens.
No question. And Coach does a great job stressing that, you know, in order to be consistent, you have to live in the moment. You know, you have to the preparation right in front of your face. I mean, you got to maximize its potential.
Well, there's one formula that's always going to work, and that's W's equals playoff. It takes care of itself. W's take care of everything in this league. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's basically what the league is about.
Yeah,
you know?
W's to get you where you need to go. You keep getting W's, you get where you need to go. Let's go to Billy in Palmetto. Good afternoon, Billy.
Hi guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I appreciate. Everything the Buccaneer offense has done this year, it's fantastic. It's really a joy to watch, and I'm really looking forward to going to the Falcons game here coming up in another couple weeks anyway. But my question to Josh is a couple layers on it anyway. As you go to the line of scrimmage, first question is, if you had a ballpark figure, how many times during a game would you go to an audible, as in changing the play, obviously? Second question is, when you go to those audibles, are they determined during your course of the week as you look at a defense? If they show this, are you going to go to that X? If they show that, are you going to go to this? Or is it strictly on Josh's call? I mean, you look at something that defense is showing this, and you decide, hey, this play is going to work here. So I'll hang up and listen, guys. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
That was a good question. As far as audibles go, I mean, it all depends. It all depends on the look you get. So could be one time, could be five times. I mean, it all depends on the game. And the second one, as far as when you're checking out of plays, and sometimes you do alerts when you think you're going to get a specific look. No, it's just really getting out of a bad play. And throughout the week, really starting back in camp, we started just plays that are good versus really any coverage, you know, and that's kind of what we put together. And if you have a bad box count for a run or the safety's down about the blitz, they're just basically plays that each week you...
What would constitute a bad play?
a bad
Can you
play?
Give us a look? I mean, if somebody gave you a look, certain look, what's a bad play?
Let's say running a zone run, strong side into a strong safety blitz. That's an example.
Bad play.
Yeah, bad play. Or being in a 6-man protection and they're about to blitz 7.
You got to equal it up, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Do you always go in with 2 plays in the huddle or just 1?
No, it varies. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just 1. And a lot of times because versus teams, they all have tendencies, you know. And but no, sometimes, I mean, you want to take advantage of one-on-one matchup outside or certain things you'll alert it with. So kind of varies. Definitely varies.
How big was this game for Vincent?
Did he
say anything during the week or just like a quiet type of
level? Yeah, I mean, just kept
level.
Just did what he always does. You know, came in, worked, enthusiasm, just same Vincent.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you want to join us, 990 in Hillsboro, Pinellas 461. They both end in 4620. 1-888-596-BUCKS is your toll-free number. Let's go to Mark in Tampa. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Hi, Steve. Hi, Josh.
Hey.
Hey, got a question. You know, you hear so much about, you know, analysts saying that, you know, hey, they do a lot of film study. You know, this guy, you know, as a quarterback, he goes in there, he does a lot of film study. Can you describe to us what exactly are you doing in that film study? Are you looking to see what the tendencies are of the defense? And as you're watching the film, are you saying, hey, this is what I would do in this situation. I might check into this play so that you can better prepare yourself? And are you looking at game film? You kind of answered it earlier, but you're looking at game film, what they did to other teams similar to you, or are you looking at game film that what they did against you? I mean, I'm sure it's probably a combination of both, but how far back do you go to kind of analyze what you may do and tendencies that you may pick up on? And I'll hang up and listen to your reply.
Okay.
No, it's a combination. You know, you watch film, obviously, of your previous matchup, and then you watch film of the other teams, and you watch the cut-ups, you watch the third-down cut-up, first and second-down passes. They got it broken down into really any category you could think of. And you're not necessarily watching it for the sake of coming up with plays, making up ideas. You know, we have a lot of plays in our offense. So we're just – I mean, it's kind of – you look at the formation, how they play the formation, how they adjust to certain shifts, and just try to get an understanding for the game plan. You know, because when you put in the game plan, you know, it's just, I mean, it's a list of plays. You know, mm-hmm. the coaches put a bunch of plays together for the game plan that cover all the situations, I mean, throughout the week, you study it, and you study it, and you study it alongside the film, and you. You get an idea, you know, you get an idea of, all right, when we get this coverage and this look and this situation, and you kind of start to understand where you want to go with the ball,
mm-hmm.
or where your outlet is, or where, all right, you might have this, but if you don't have this, you're most likely not going to have this, be thinking, go back there,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, I mean, it all depends, but it's really just getting familiar with your opponent.
The game really has to slow down for you to get to that point, doesn't it? When you start to learn this offense, it starts to come natural. I mean, was it ever a point where you were just thinking it instead of reacting to it and just maybe overthinking it?
Yeah, I mean, I remember OTAs, you know, because there's so many different different components in the offense, different things. And so you get up there and it's almost like, man, I can't believe, because you know football, you know.
Right, right, right.
You know the stuff, but you're thinking exactly about certain things, and rather than just letting it flow. But after you start accumulating rep after rep after rep, you throw those experiences in your back pocket, and you just continue to build on top of those and try to become a more complete player.
Well, you've certainly done that. Let's continue on with Peter in Brandon. Good afternoon, Peter.
Hey, big dog. How you doing,
all
Josh?
Right.
Hey.
Well, first of all, guys, I got to tell you, Josh, I've been down here since 1986, the year they drafted the great Vincenzo Santoverde. And I got to tell you, I've never seen an output of offense like you guys are displaying out there. I mean, even on the losses to the Saints and the Giants, you guys are scoring a bunch of points. And it was weird because at the beginning of the season, and this is the question that I wanted to ask you, at the beginning of the season, it seemed to me that you did not have control of the offense as you do now. And what I wanted to ask you was, well, at one point did they say, you know, it seemed at the beginning, the first couple of games, that this is the play, whatever they show, this is what we're going to run. Next thing I see, you're calling audibles, you're moving players around, and I was wondering, did you and Coach Chiara just say, listen, just let me get control of this offense, let me do my thing, and because it's been totally different from the first couple of games to the last, say, five games, it's been night and day.
It's been very noticeable, hasn't it,
Peter? And I was just wondering, did they say, okay, listen, Josh, you go out there, you need to change the play, you go ahead and do that. Because I tell you, whatever happened from that period, it's worked.
Well, wasn't the bye week, hasn't it been different since the bye week?
Well, the bye, that's what I'm saying. From the bye week, it's been, you know, and even on the losses that we had, I mean, it was.
Well, there's only been one since the bye week, only one loss.
It was just a different offense altogether. I mean, I was like, and it seemed to me, and I might be wrong, that all of a sudden it was like, okay, Josh has got total control of this offense. If he doesn't like what he sees, he's going to call an audible, and he's going to move the players around, and he's going to go to something else. I'm gonna let you answer the question, and great job, boss.
Thank you.
You know,
is it learning the offense, or
honest, I mean, we've had audibles in every game, mm-hmm. you know, and we've changed things in every game, and I don't know if it's just now becoming noticeable, but we haven't really done anything different, you know, just continue to chop the wood, continue to push forward, and every day trying to improve and find a way to get better, and you know, that's all we've done.
Has the reins been loosened on you a little bit in these last four or five games? Has the trust factor become more?
That's hard to say, because I mean, you look back, and I mean, we've thrown it around. You know, we've thrown it around. I mean, we haven't had the results before the bye week. You mm-hmm. know, you look at the Redskins game, the Cowboys game, the Giants game, it's just getting more comfortable, you know. Big part, you know. It's Mike Vincent, Doug. I mean, collectively as an offense, I mean, everybody's just been working, and you know, we've been putting in like good quality hard work, and in practice, in the film studies, in the meetings, just everywhere. And you know, if you just keep grinding, man, mm-hmm. you're gonna start to understand the offense, and when you understand the offense, you're gonna feel like, all right, I know exactly what I got to do this play. I got to know exactly what I got to do to fulfill my job, you know, to do my job. And when you do that, you know, you start building confidence, and some of our guys are just that talented. You know, you look at Mike, you look at Vincent, and I think what it comes down to is, when you put so much time into it and you start to understand the offense, mm-hmm. it just starts becoming almost like a ritual. You know, you start reacting more than really thinking.
Right.
And that's kind of what's begun to happen. And we still have a long ways to go. You know, we're making plays, we're doing some good things, but we feel like we can go out and be a better offense than we are today. And that's what, that's what we got to do. We got to continue to work, continue to prepare each week. Like, it is a one-game season.
Well, and you're doing a good job of it, for no doubt. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come right back. And if you're on the phone line, stay there. We'll get to your question right away with Josh Freeman here on your Buccaneer Radio Network. All right, welcome back to the Josh Freeman Show as we get ready for Carolina Panthers this week. And two divisional games in a row, but we'll focus on Carolina, which the Bucs beat on opening day, and now have to travel up to Charlotte. And you like Charlotte's a nice place. I think the weather's supposed to be a little chilly up there this weekend.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like how chilly?
It's like, well, Virginia tonight, and they're for that football game is 40 degrees. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You don't mind it, do you?
No.
No, you played a lot in Kansas State.
I don't mind the cold.
All right. Would you wear? You don't wear glove when it gets cold, do you?
Yeah, throwing, sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, not on my throwing hand, but just on the other hand. Just keep it warm.
Do you ever go to those hot pockets? Do you ever use those?
You
don't have a pocket in your uniform, but they're...
Yeah, no. Sometimes we throw them on, but I mean, I don't think... if it's like Green Bay last year, that was really cold. You know, and I use the pockets, but you know, I don't really change a whole lot with as far as attire.
Yeah, they should never send the Bucks up to Green Bay in the middle of the winter. Never. And let's go to Michael, who's up next with Josh Freeman. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, good evening, guys.
Hey.
Just had a question about the offense. I wanted to talk about with Freeman and your progressions. Are you getting to a point where you're seeing, anticipating the throws, you're seeing the windows open up? As you're getting more comfortable in the offense, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, yeah. I mean, the more and more we practice, the more and more we play, of course you're going to get more comfortable. And it's not necessarily just, I mean, because people talk about throwing through the windows, but, I mean, there are a lot of routes that don't involve windows, you know, high lows, things of that nature. That's not necessarily a window, but yeah, no, earlier in the year, there were a lot of throws where you'd be working one area and then you'd have to pop back and get it in a window.
Windows are more towards the
middle.
Yeah,
yeah. And for instance, trying to think about Redskins game, and then there was one the Saints game with one was Vincent coming across the middle, one mm-hmm. was Taquan, and you know, one of them I was late on the window, so I kind of threw it and hit the ground kind of right in front of him. And the second one, I was early, so I was kind of just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like I had to throw it and let it out a little early. But now, you know, you start to understand the timing, when they're going to get in the window, when they're going to be, where they're going to be, and how exactly they're going to run the route. And now it's been good. This has been a very, I mean, fun offense to learn.
It's amazing to me. I mean, the depth that these receivers have to go to get their route every down, because you're throwing it on a practice. You know, you've done it in practice. You're throwing it to a spot, and it's, you know, they got to run it at the exact depth that they have to run it at. And it's a lot of repetition. People don't realize how many times you have to do that and do that to where they're will they ever start counting their steps, and then the coaches stress that?
It's more depth.
Depth.
You know, yeah, it's more depth, and it's more a lot of it's just being on the same page, you know, because mm-hmm. you can see coverages, and different teams play coverages different ways. So the response as far as receivers break, where he's going to go, just there's a lot of different components. But it's been good, and it's been good doing part because we have some great coaches who do an awesome job of giving us.
We don't hear a lot about Ernest Biner,
and
we don't hear a lot about Bostad.
They're great. They're great.
Talk a little bit about those two guys. I mean, Bostad is, with the offensive injuries, I mean, he's done an amazing job, hasn't he?
Yeah, no. I mean, Coach Bostad, I mean, he's the line coach, and those guys, they get after it. You know, they've got a certain attitude that they're going to go out and they're going to execute no matter what the situation is. And I think that attitude's even more and more apparent as the guys go down. And guys got to step up and play positions mm-hmm. they might not have started the season in, or whatever the case may be. But no, he does a great job of getting those guys ready. And then, EB with the running backs. You know, he's
for getting them to get Dougie Fresh so into blocking these blitzes. I mean, it takes a lot of coaching. Or it's certainly there's some natural in there, but
yeah,
to pick up these blitzes, this all comes from Ernest Biner. This comes from the coaches, where your assignments are going to be, how you hit those blitzes.
Yeah. No, they one thing. I mean, he coaches with a lot of passion, and it it shows. It's evident watching him. But then at the same time, you see it in his players. You know, his players, you know, they really care and take a lot of pride in what they do.
Interesting. All right, let's continue on with Josh. Wants to talk to Josh. Good afternoon, Josh.
Hey, Steve and Josh, how are you guys doing this evening?
All right.
Hey, what's going on?
Doing pretty good, man. Josh, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, it's been a real pleasure watching you not only mature as a professional quarterback here in the NFL, but also growing as a young man. And I just want to commend you, and really the sky is the limit for you. You know, congratulations on all your accomplishments to date. And, you know, only good things are ahead for you. My question is a little less football related, more football related. You had mentioned there at the top there that you had that Portugal jacket on, and you guys tend to FIFA it up there in the locker room. So my question, two parts. First, who do you rock with on FIFA? And who's the king of FIFA there in the locker room? I'm going to hang up and listen to your response, and you know, go ahead and take care of Carolina this week.
Hey, thanks, man.
This I got to hear.
No, that's a good question. Trying to think. Who's the king of FIFA? You know, I'm going to say myself. You know, whether or not it's been proven,
We have an impartial observer because, that says you are.
Because we have new people coming in and out of the locker. Who knows?
Have you ever played against David Price?
I have not. No.
He's the king of the...
We've been putting it off.
Oh, you've talked about it.
Well, no, it was... I used to live in a condo right below him.
Oh, really?
No, we'd talk about gaming, but no. I need to definitely need to set that up.
He brags about his FIFA prowess himself. He said, "I'll take on anybody." I think this would be a good match.
Right? I don't necessarily need to brag. You know, I feel like my reputation throughout the FIFA community kind of speaks for itself.
Do you ever get online and play against other people?
Yeah, no. It's yeah. You know, it's funny because. You want to play, but then you're like, yeah, I don't really want to play. You got limited free time, and you're like, I don't want to waste it playing video games. It's more like your off day. You'll sit down and play for a little while or have some of the guys over, hang out, study a little bit, and play. But,
you play it on an iPad or you play it on the Xbox?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. No.
I've tried to play it on the iPad, and I'm not. My fingers aren't fast enough.
You just got to figure out the right camera view for you. You know, it's... I know.
Camera view?
Yeah, you can adjust the views, and it's some of them are a lot easier than others, but you just, I don't know.
Really?
Well, yeah, at first I got it. I got the game. I'm like, oh, sweet FIFA on the iPad, and it was like, frustrating. And then I had a layover on a flight this offseason, and just, it's like, you know what? I'll just play this for a little while. Played it, and then I couldn't.
Did you see that sick goal by the Swedish guy yesterday? Ibrahimovic or whatever.
Yeah, Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that was sweet.
That was.
Rondé was talking about it today. I'm like, yeah, that dude is a baller.
He is. That was very good. All right, we'll take a timeout. Josh, we got another Josh. Record Josh's back to back.
Nice.
Yeah, and then Matt is up there in Illinois listening. So we'll get to you guys. Jump aboard 990 in Hillsboro. Pinellas 461. They both end in 4-6-1. And the toll-free number, 1-888-596-BUCKS, BUCKS. We're getting in our last segment already, man. Time flies when you're having fun. We'll be right back with more from the Josh Freeman Show here on your Buccaneer Radio Network. .644 here on the Buccaneer Radio Network. Josh Freeman in the house as they get ready to take on the Carolina Panthers this Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. You can pick up the game right here on your home for the Bucs. Let's continue on the phone lines. Another Josh. Good afternoon, Josh.
What's up, number five? Big fan.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I don't know if you remember early in the season. I think it was your very first conversation with the big dog. You were talking about how you guys were working in the offseason on the way you were handing the ball off and the way you were showing the ball and play action and stuff like that. I when you said that, it made me watch for it. And it seems the way you're handing the ball off this year just seems like it's making a big difference in the running game. I know that sounds stupid, and maybe I'm just way off, but that's one of the things I remembered you saying. And then the other thing I was going to ask you is, out of all the losses so far, they've all been so close. Which one sticks with you the most?
Those are good questions. No, and talking about handing the ball off, a lot of it was just the tracks and the running game. You know, it's never really, and you talk to a lot of guys, and there's never really been an emphasis on it. But with a lot of our running game, guys can make cuts, backdoor cuts, whatever you want to call it. But you can, I mean, just opening up and really giving them the hole and getting full extension on some of the run plays is huge. You know, it allows the back to see what's in front of them, and that's something we worked on.
How much different is it? And angles wise to run game out of the shotgun? Is it different?
I feel like the shotgun, all the handoffs are about the same. It's just what you do like afterwards, some of them. But no,
Is it the angle of something? There's an angle there that the players have to hit, or?
Yeah, it's a shotgun. There's a little more, I guess, timing involved, mm-hmm. You know, because the running back steps are a little more crucial as far as step, and then hit the hole. Because it all times up with how, like, whether there's a lineman pulling or the moment that they're going to get the double team and pop off the double team with the back right there, so mm-hmm. that can hit it before the guy can recover. So there's a number of things.
Let's move along. I'll go up to Illinois. We have a bunch of open phone lines if you want to jump aboard. And the numbers, you know what they are. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for listening so far away.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
Going on.
First of all, I'm going to try and hold my composure here. Last year I called in, I turned into a little schoolgirl. But first of all, I wanted to ask about your confidence this year. I didn't know if it seems when I'm watching the games that you look like you're, I don't know, I guess standing taller in the pocket. You just seem a lot more confident this year. And I was wondering if you had noticed any kind of difference, or if you've been just even keel the whole way?
That's interesting, because I can't say I'm more confident, because I mean I've always had confidence.
Yeah,
and I've always gone out.
That's one thing I can say is you've always been confident in your abilities. Yep.
But just, I mean, I'd say I'm definitely more relaxed. You know, it's talk about the game slowing down and the secondary. Yeah, that's one thing. But really just within the inside the pocket, you know, just I'd say my peripheral vision has slowed down. You know, you can kind of feel the rush, but you got to keep your eyes downfield, and you can kind of get a better sense. And that's that comes from like a lot of drill work and reps. And then ultimately the whole line is just kicking mm-hmm. butt, man. Those guys are doing great.
How are they doing it with so many mix and match parts with this thing? I mean, I can only imagine what it would be like if you had the big boys still in there, but these guys have stepped up big time to take on yeoman's work as far as the keeping you upright. You haven't been sacked hardly at all. A lot of that's your ability to get rid of the football faster this year, you know, but the sacks have been few and far between on this team.
Yeah, and I mean, I wouldn't give me any of it, you know. They've given me plenty of time, you know, and really every situation, every time we've really needed time, you know, those guys have stepped up and given me plenty of time.
Well, to throw the deep ball, you have to have time.
Oh,
right?
For sure. And to throw it from drop back, we've hit some deep play action passes, but to just get in the shotgun, line up on whatever the play, the third and long or whatever the situation, drop back, sit back there and throw it and really not have to move at all. You know, that's those guys are all the way across doing a cleanup job.
They really bit on the play action on your touchdown pass. They really bit on your down in the red zone on your.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, to Dallas. Yeah, no, that was just a great play call.
Well, it was a good execution of the play call.
Yeah, true,
as well.
True.
Everybody has to do their part. And
exactly.
I think your play action this year is so much better. I mean, you're selling it really well, and it's obvious because you're scoring more in the red zone. You're scoring a lot more in the red zone, which you struggled at before.
Yeah, no, we take a lot of pride in the red zone. You know, it's we want to run it in, and sometimes you're going to get an opportunity to throw it in, and when you get the opportunity, you know, take advantage of it.
For those interested, Miguel Cabrera won the American League MVP. Another vote for the old school guys. And Posey in the National League, but old school guys, not spreadsheeters, you know. They were trying to sell Mike Trout with these spreadsheet stuff. And when you win the Triple Crown, you should win the MVP. And when you go to the World Series, you should win the MVP. Don't you think?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. I do.
No, Mike Trout, they can,
unbelievable.
You can take Mike Trout off of that team and they can still not make the playoffs. That's my basis for an MVP. If you take them off the team, where are they? Take McGraw, Kirby, anybody in football, anybody. Take Peyton Manning off of Denver and put Tebow back in there. It's not the same. Take you out of here. His own players are doing enough of the talking over there in New York. That is a mess. That is a circus that they deserve because they dealt with it. Let's go to Jason, who's up next to Tampa. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, what's up?
Josh, I'm really I'm a big fan of the Bucs. I think you guys are doing a great job this year. And I want to say that I'm really happy to finally see a dominant offense in Tampa Bay. I've been a fan for a long time.
Thanks,
so
man.
Kudos to you guys for coming out and executing the offense the way Coach wants you to. My question is about the injuries along the offensive line. Now, you lost two Pro Bowl guards there in – you know, you're moving your center around and everything else. I think Donald Penn's the only guy that's in the same position he started at the beginning of the season. Are they adjusting the scheme because of the player personnel, or is it just next man up for you guys?
No, we're still running our offense. You know, there's not a whole lot of room to adjust the scheme. You know, if you're going to run certain plays, there's only very limited ways you can run them. And we feel like whoever's out there, I mean, they're expected to perform up to a certain standard. And like we were talking earlier, Coach Bostad does an awesome job, great job, getting guys in positions to succeed.
He sure has. I mean, that's been astonishing when you can lose two Pro Bowlers and not really miss a beat. I mean, seriously, you might notice it from behind the line of scrimmage, but you're still winning. That's the main thing. I mean, you're still getting the job done, you know.
That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to John, who's up next in Tampa. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, guys. How are we doing tonight?
Yep. Good.
It's funny that you just mentioned the Tebow and the Jet thing. I was listening to the Four Letter Network radio show today, and they were talking about how the Jets had buyer's remorse that they didn't pick Josh instead of Mark Sanchez, which, of course, hindsight's always 20/20, but like I said, it's funny that you guys brought that up because I just heard them talking about that today. But a question I had for you, Josh, was I didn't know whether you guys talk contracts during the year or not, but have you guys been talking to the Bucs about extensions and them trying to lock you up?
I just focus on football. You know, my agency takes care of all that business. And, you know, right now
it's too complicated to get to think of a contract and football at the same time.
And
that's why you hire an agent.
And like we were talking about earlier, getting to the playoffs and everybody. Yeah, I mean, it sounds great now, but winning this game this Sunday, it's the only thing that's going to further our effort to get to our ultimate goal, which is getting in the playoffs and then having a shot at going all the way.
I like the way your brain's thinking here. Let's go to Brian in Tampa. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, Josh. How you guys doing? On short yardage, say if it's 3rd and 1 and you come up to the line of scrimmage and maybe there's nobody over the center or anything, do you have the option to just do like a pressure snap or something and just go on a first down with you holding the ball, or do you run the play that was called in the huddle?
If there was a certain look, I mean, there's stuff that we can do, but you know, for the most part, we have confidence that just running the play that coach called, you know, they do a tremendous job. I mean, turning every stone over and finding every possible way to get an advantage. So if they call a play, I know it's, and throughout the week, I mean, you understand why they call the plays. You know, that's what I feel like my job is throughout the week in preparation, is to understand why our coach is calling what he's calling. And then, find a way to get it accomplished, you know, and if it's not there and if things break down, find a way to get us out of trouble.
It's got to be a confidence factor for you guys too, knowing that they that every, like you said, every stone has been unturned, and the amount of work that these coaches put in is incredible. And Shiano makes every second of time, as you well know, useful. Every minute of the day is accounted for. His press conferences, his time in the with the other coaches, he's brought a nice level, a big time level of preparedness, I think. You can really see the difference.
No question. And it's shown throughout the building. You know, even like you were saying, I mean, our coaches and our quality control staff and everybody, they do a tremendous job with cut-ups, with just how they present it, how they present our objectives for the week, and through the form of the game plan, through the form of certain special plays, it's fun. They know how to put it in there, so you learn it, and then they figure out ways to challenge you throughout the week, so you truly learn it, not just on paper, but you recognize the looks on Sunday, and you know exactly what you're doing.
Let's go to Roman. No more? That's it? We got to get ready for Carolina now? All right, I'm good with that. We got the Carolina Panthers. You can hear that game beginning at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And let's keep it. It's fun to get these winning streaks going. I know that you play by quarters. Shiano's changed it to game by game. It used to be quarters. You're 3-1 in the second quarter and 1-0 in the third quarter for this season. Good going.
Thank you. But it's a lot of seasons to go, and
seven more.
Truly, each week, and it's especially when you start getting later in the year. If you just look at it right in front of you, what you can do to get better at that moment, then it's the best way to maximize your potential.
Have a great night, everybody. That's Josh Freeman. I'm the Big Dog. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night.
See you.